So now we have a quick list of some of these non-action verbs. Now, as you can see, these are some very commonly used verbs in English. So it's good to memorize these verbs so that you don't accidentally make these grammatical errors. Now I'm going to read these words for you so that you can hear the way that they are pronounced. Hear, see, sound, believe, understand, exist, agree, mean, own, belong, prefer, hate, forget. Have you ever heard people make these verbs into the present progressive form? If so, know that it's actually really common to hear people use these in the progressive form. Even native English speakers do these things. They take these words and put them in the progressive form, even though grammatically it is incorrect. I think in most languages, people do often speak things in ways that are very grammatically incorrect. So know that if you hear these put in the progressive form in a song or something like that, it isn't uncommon to hear. However, as an English learner, it is better not to speak this way because people who know that you're not a native speaker might think that you're speaking English incorrectly, or they might think that you don't really know how to speak. Unfortunately, these are just some exceptions to the rule, and it's better not to speak incorrectly so that people can understand and take you seriously when you're speaking. If you guys have any questions about this lesson, please leave your questions in the comments.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.